A lot of what I'm about to tell you is still a mystery to us humans. We haven't discovered the mechanics behind why this thought technology works. But after years of trial and error, tests, and experiments, we have learned how to use this technology to bring about personal desires and outcomes. There are four major tools that are used when creating your reality. These tools are thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. Each of these instruments produces a form of energy. Let's learn about these tools of creation and how we can use them to create whatever it is we desire in our lives. Chapter 2. Tools of Creation, Thoughts and Words. The thought manifests as the word. The word manifests as the deed. The deed develops into habit, and the habit hardens into character. So watch the thought and its ways with care, and let it spring from love, born out of concern for all things. Buddha. Be careful of the words you speak, for your words are extremely creative in the physical world. The Bible tells it like this: life and death is in the power of the tongue. This means you can create a beautiful life with the words you speak, or you can burn your life to the ground using the same instrument. Continuously speaking words of love, gratitude, and prosperity will eventually bring those things into your life. Words are thoughts that have been expressed, and those expressed thoughts, once spoken, get moved out into the universe as commands. Watch your words. Speak well of others, for what you say about them will be said about you. This is spiritual law. If we hold a positive thought and feeling, we attract to us positive situations, people, and objects that match that thought and feeling. If we are speaking negative words, we are attracting negative situations, people, and circumstances that match those words. Why not speak well of others and support them in their life situations? It will have to be returned to you in one form or another. Words are an extremely vibratory force in the universe. The vibrations of the spoken word affects the universe with greater impact, greater than just mere thought. Watch what you say. You're always attracting the equivalent of your residual words. Talk about what you want as if you already have it. Play make-believe like a child, and miracles will happen. This world we live in is but a hologram projected from our residual thoughts and the frequencies of our emotional vibrations. Control the weather and escape the storm, metaphorically. Let your words act as soldiers, bringing back to you all the good you've previously spoken. The world is at your command, literally. Every thought you think and every word you speak is an affirmation. Don't entertain negative thoughts. The more you entertain negative thoughts, the more negative thoughts will enter your mind. Like will always attract like. When a negative thought enters your mind and you entertain that thought with feeling and emotion, you are actually giving power to that thought. That is why it's important to nip negative thinking in the bud and quickly switch to a better feeling thought. Whenever a negative thought tries to enter your mind, don't give it any attention and consciously focus on something that brings you happiness. It can be a person or an object, anything to change your mood and thinking. If you keep focused on positive things, sooner or later, you will have attracted so many like-minded positive thoughts that you won't even remember the negative thought you were dwelling on. Talk about what you want. Society teaches us to complain about our problems and the things that are displeasing us at the moment. But all that does is perpetuate a negative cycle, thus bringing us more of the things we don't want. Talk about the good things in life and about the prosperity and good health you're experiencing. Train your mind to only focus on the things you want to make.